Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. Thank you for being here. I'm so glad you're here today. If you're new to these, we spend somewhere around 5 minutes every single weekday, and our hope is to provide encouragement and motivation as you launch into your day. Now, I know many of you have been around a while now. My hope is that these are helpful and that you'll make it a priority to be a part every single day that you can this year. Well, around here at Sugar Hill Church, we've been reading through the book of Proverbs. We've been taking one proverb a day or one chapter of Proverbs a day and just asking the question, what can we learn from Scripture as we launch into the year? Now, if you're not familiar with the book of Proverbs, it was written by Solomon, whom the Bible says is the wisest man that has ever lived. And there's so much wisdom that's found in Proverbs. And one of the reasons why I love reading through it is because in my own life, I don't necessarily need more knowledge, I need more wisdom. And there's a difference there. Knowledge becomes wisdom when we apply it to our lives. And most of us have access to all the knowledge we need. We can Google anything. The challenge isn't Googling it. The challenge is applying it. Well, part of reading through Proverbs, I picked up a little devotional that I read years ago, written by Tim Keller, and it's called God's Wisdom for Navigating Life. God's Wisdom for Navigating Life. And a few weeks ago, his entry on verse 2 of chapter 1, I found so helpful that I wanted to pass it along to you today. Here's what he says. He quotes Proverbs 1, verse 2. He says, "For the gaining of wisdom and instructions, for understanding words of insight." And then he begins to talk about discernment. He says, another aspect of wisdom is insight. It comes from the Hebrew word bina. This means the ability to notice distinctions and shades of difference where others see only a blur. Now think about that. Seeing distinctions and shades of differences where others see only blur. And then he goes on to say this. He talks about his wife. He says, Kathy can see small but significant differences between the performances of ballet dancers that Tim can't perceive, and he can notice the fine differences in the quality of a curveball that are lost on her. Then he goes on to say, we are, as it were, wiser than each other in the fields of dance and sport. Biblical wisdom, however, brings discernment to the skill of the daily living of life itself. Here's what he says. To be wise is to recognize multiple options and possible courses of action where others can only imagine one or two. Wisdom discerns multiple dimensions to people's motives and character, rather than putting everyone in the binary categories of good people and bad people. Discernment is also the ability to tell the difference not just between right and wrong, but also among good, better, and best. Christians find that as Christ's love in our hearts grow, so does depth of insight, according to Philippians 1:9. His love heals the self-absorbed ego, and it enables us to notice and to be sensitive to others around us. And then he closes by asking this question, where has God been enabling you to see fine distinctions that you didn't see before? I love that. One of the things that I want to grow in this year is in developing discernment. The media and the world around us would love for us to think that everything is either black and white, on or off, all or nothing. But one of the things that wisdom does is it helps us to see the differences, and it helps us to make decisions based on not binary, but what is really there. And so he closes this entry with a prayer, and I'd love to pray that for us today. Lord, our world seems so divided between people who see everything as black and white, those that see everything that's gray. Lord, would you deliver us from both legalism and relativism? Neither is wise. God, would you give us the humility and the discernment that is necessary for having a wise heart? And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.